This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains after some interesting green on the screen yesterday?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of follow through from that sentiment here today, which is a bit surprising, especially in the small grains, corn. You didn't see a lot of participation outside of the soybeans yesterday. Of course, that triggered by Trump's Truth Social post that he had talked to Xi Jinping about increasing Chinese purchases of U.S. soybeans for this season. We're still a little unclear what this season is, but we have to assume it's the marketing year that runs through the end of August. If that were to occur, of course, that would be a reasonably good thing for the market, but I'm not sure it warrants the move that we're seeing, considering it would still be the worst year of export sales that we've had since the 1920 season during COVID. So while it does warrant a positive response from the market, I'm not sure we haven't already overdone things a bit. But here, coming out of the break this morning, we've got soybeans up 14 cents, corn's up 1 to 2 cents, wheat actually mounting some kind of a rally up a penny and a half to three, depending on class and contract. But of course, the soybeans being the big story here, and we are continuing to push highs as I talk here in the early morning session. So really impressive stuff going on in the grains, despite the fact that our weekly export sales this morning were really disappointing.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up a quarter cent at 429 and three quarters. March soybeans up 10 and a half at 1102 and three quarters. March soybean meal up $5 at 301.20. March soybean oil down 19 cents at 55.47. Chicago wheat up 1 and a half at 528 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up a penny at 567. Kansas City hard red wheat unchanged at 530 and a quarter. March oats up a quarter cent at 307 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle down 258 at 237.95. March feeder cattle down 395 at 366.13. February lean hogs down 50 cents at 87.50. February pork cutout up 30 cents at 99.55. Class 3 milk down 4 cents at 15.41. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.